sorry, that was 2.5 days ago. That was slight tenderness in the metacarpal. This is after 8 days, free of symptoms. He was feeling so well, he wanted to show off and wanted to run for us. There was much snow and ice outside. He didn't want him to do it, but he suggested that he do this essentially the same in the studio. I don't know how effective it is, but for what it's worth, you will see him sort of running in the studio. No tenderness in the metacarpals, as there were before. 5 days later, after 5 days on cholesterol, following 9 days of cortisone, this is the condition. A rapid return of the disability, sedimentation rate, and so on. He walks still a little bit better than before, but his effect was quite painful. As I've told you, one patient, the woman in the wheelchair, has maintained her improvement now 16 weeks without further administration. Another patient went 6 weeks before the return of symptoms. Another patient about 4 weeks. They do not all come back, and these are immediately. And these are, I think you will agree, rather severe cases, and we're hoping that when we can treat mild early cases, that the results will be more lasting. We don't know. Tenderness is back as before, 2+ to 3. These patients do not know they're still getting cholesterol. They think they're still getting compound E. They do not know when we switch it. They always try to explain it in some way why the effect started to disappear. May we have the lights, please? Conclusions. Omitting our working hypothesis, which we of course have, we will conclude simply that for reasons not yet clear, the adrenal corticotropic hormone and the pituitary ACTH notably relieve patients with rheumatoid arthritis and perhaps also rheumatic fever. And for the latter, we will have to wait much for a considerable period of time to observe the hearts and see whether there has been any real preventive or helpful effect on the hearts. Certain facts and theories suggest that these hormones will be useful against other articular or rheumatic diseases and against certain non-rheumatic diseases generally relieved by jaundice and pregnancy.